Quinny News Extended having a conversation about, well, the most popular sport in Canada. And no, it's not hockey. The most registrations in any sport in this country is soccer. And I don't even think anymore it's close. You drive by Quinny West Centennial Park or you go down to Zwicks Park any given day in the summer, there are hundreds of people playing the sport, and they're 6 to 66 and then probably even more extended than that. And there's a growth in the sport and the development of the sport that is coming to the city, the Belleville. Very happy to be joined by the person that's going to be overseeing that, Mila Gretzky. Thanks for taking the time today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So to go back, obviously the last name you have, you come from a very sports-oriented background. And it really seemed that it kind of started with your grandfather, didn't it?
Oh my gosh, yes.
So it was in the backyard. Your father Brent, your uncle Keith, your uncle Wayne, everybody played the sport. So obviously you've been exposed to hockey your whole life, but you are a D1 soccer player, the University of Nebraska. What was your first exposure to soccer?
So funny enough, I've moved so many times in my life because of my dad's hockey.
Right.
But I started my soccer career here in Belleville, actually, yeah, as a Timbit player playing for, I remember in front of my jersey said Northway, their Northway restaurant.
Yep,
that's right. Yep, that's where I started here in Belleville.
There's always kind of a trigger or a switch, and for some people it's different. What was it from, this is what I would like to play after school with friends or in school soccer tournaments, to this is what I want to do?
Right. I think you reach a point when you're playing any sport that you stand out in comparison to your teammates and
right,
who you're playing against.
Sure.
And you take a step back and you go, wait a sec, I think I actually am pretty good at this sport.
Yeah.
And then your parents start pumping it into you like, hey, okay, tomorrow you've got practice. And then the next day you got a game. Let's start really focusing. And then there's a switch where it's no longer just hanging out with your buddies after school.
Yeah.
It's, okay, I can actually do something with this, which was really exciting.
And there's a component to it as well, and I'm sure you must have experienced in high school and in college. You don't get the normal experiences of, you know, I'll share mine, of maybe going out or having food at 3 a.m. or having too much to drink. And it's not to say that you didn't experience those things, but it can't be a regular part of your life.
No, definitely not. The amount of dances at school that I had missed or
right,
parties, like, hey, Mila, are you coming out with us? Oh, I can't. I have a championship game tomorrow morning.
Right.
I got to be in bed. No, it's definitely not. As an athlete, your life is different compared to others.
So with the travel component, because a lot of times you'll see in any sport, athletes are growing with the same group of players all the time, and you go through different levels. Because you traveled so much, were you playing, and as soon as you got to town, trying to find a new place to play?
Yeah, it definitely changes you as a person, having to travel so much and move so much,
right,
and you start, I wouldn't say having trust issues, but you learn to adapt, and I think that's important as being a high-level athlete. Adaptability. How can you adapt to new situations? How can you befriend others while still developing as a
right,
as a player in person?
So when did you start separating yourself from your peers? Because to get to D1 soccer, it must have been really, really competitive private club soccer that you played outside of high school.
Right. For me, it was, okay, I have to leave. I was in Brantford at the time,
okay,
when it started to be beginning serious for me,
right,
but I had to travel outside of Brantford and actually play for a team that was 30 minutes away. So my parents would, and thank gosh for them, but they would drive 4 or 5 times a week with my teammates because they were in Brantford as well, and we would travel 30 minutes for a practice in Hamilton and then come
right,
all the way back. And I just remember, in order to get better, you had to remove yourself from that city to find better,
right,
which was a challenge, but
right.
did it.
Quinny News Extended in conversation with Mila Gretzky, and we're talking about a new soccer program, but we're setting up the context of the fact that the person overseeing this is from a very gifted sports family. Obviously, the Gretzky name, we know that. You turned the clock to a different sport. Tell me about getting that D1 scholarship and what that meant, and how was it accomplished? What separated you with what you were doing that put you, and Nebraska is a big soccer school, correct?
Right. Yes, that's right.
So,
yeah.
So tell us about what it was and that, and you get that call.
It was kind of funny at the time. I believe I was 15 years old when school started taking interest, and there's so many rules with NCAA that they can't really approach you, but they kind of can in a weird, you know, sneaky way. But we had finished a tournament, I believe it was the Ontario Cup, and there's coaches from all around. They would come up to you and speak to you, hey, I'm so-and-so from this school. And I would just look at my mom, because my mom would be there right beside me. I'm like, what is going on? Like, what is this? Or I remember getting my first email, and it was actually from Harvard, which,
oh, wow.
Not from academics, no, but I was just absolutely elated. And I just remember looking at my mom like, this is something I can do. This is, you know, I can have my school paid for and I can take this down a serious route. And I was lucky enough to have my mom and my dad support me all the way through.
And that international schooling is not cheap. It's tens of thousands of dollars.
That's right.
Plus everything that goes with it. So for yourself, you're playing D1 soccer, you're traveling all over the place. What was that experience like?
Oh, it was so great. The memories that you make with your teammates is unlike any other. You know, you're both, for me, and like I had mentioned, I had a Canadian freshman. She and I kind of stuck to each other,
right,
and
right.
Just looking at each other like, oh my gosh, we're in Minnesota right now, and then tomorrow we have to go to wherever's next. And mm-hmm. I just remember looking at her like, what are we doing? This is not Canada.
The sport, I'm sure you've seen how much it's changed in your transition out of playing soccer at the highest level. We've seen the Canadian game, and I don't think there's been any bigger moment than that Olympic gold medal. It didn't matter that it was women or men, it was the biggest moment in soccer history. Tell us about what you think that has done and where the game currently is in Canada.
I think it you know, it shows the rest of the world that, you know, we're not to be taken as a joke when it comes to athletics, especially right. Soccer.
Yeah.
I mean, people think of Canada and obviously they think of hockey or you know, lacrosse.
Sure.
But it's no, we are here to play. We're here to play some soccer, and you know, we're good enough, we're strong enough that we can go against any other country in the world.
Mila Gretzky joins us here on Quinny News Extended as we're talking about the growth in a new program that's going to be coming to the Quinny region and the Loyalist Dome. The development in any sport, everybody and their brother and sister is in power skating, or they're in skill development programs off ice. For the sport of soccer, yourself knowing Belleville, did you see that there was maybe a gap or a little bit of something that was open here that could be filled?
For soccer?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, and I had mentioned this before, but Belleville is very, you know, hockey oriented. I think we have an outstanding facility at the Loyalist Sports Dome that, you know, needs to be utilized and taken advantage of. And
sure.
I definitely thought this Sports Stars program, that's what it's going to do. And kind of fill that gap of, okay, how are we going to use this field? How are we going to use not parent volunteers, but paid, experienced, well-taught coaches to bring soccer and expand, you know, the soccer culture and make it better for the community of Belleville using this dome.
Tell us a little bit about the organization and kind of their footprint and what they focus on.
Right. So the Sports Stars program is from Toronto in the GTA. There's five locations, including Belleville, as well as one down south in the States there. So it is international as well. Its core and its main mission is to keep recreational soccer in development soccer as well. So by that I mean, you know, you can grow as a player, you can grow as a person, but you can also have fun doing it.
Right.
And in this new age of soccer, we're forgetting the fun aspect of playing. And I just remember every time that I play soccer, I always have a smile on my face.
Sure.
Even at the highest level, I'm always laughing, having a good time. And I feel like with this program, we're here to remind youth that no, you can be a better player while having right. fun too with your friends.
It's amazing to think of. For myself, the only exposure I had was playing recreational soccer and some men's league soccer. But in the fall in Quinny West, they had the U-15 national championships, And to watch those, I shouldn't say women and men, they were boys and girls, killing it. They were unbelievable. The state of soccer at the highest level is incredible, but you're looking at across the development stage and across ages, aren't you?
Right. So we start as low as 18 months and we work our way up to 14, 15 years of age. And it's never too early to start, you know, your child into soccer. It's easy. It's fun. There's a reason why it's one of the most popular sports in the world, because it's enjoyable as well. But once you're starting at the 18 months of age, or, you know, however young you want to start, it's you're working your cognitive abilities as well. So you're not only developing as a player, but you're developing as a person. You're learning life skills like communication and how to work with others, and also, you know, holding yourself accountable to arrive to these sessions on time. Right. So it's just an all around great program.
I heard somebody say it the other day, and I never thought much about it, but it's, if you stay in sports, you stay out of courts. and by the sounds of it, you're talking about the development of the whole person,
right?
And,
yes.
And the things that
yes.
that go along with soccer. If people wanted more information to get involved, to find out details, what's the best way to do so, Mila?
Definitely. So you can actually go to our website, www.sportstars.ca. It's a super easy website. You click on the first link, it pops up, and then the first thing to show up is what year your child was born in, and then you just go forward from there.
Mila Gretzky joins us here on Quinny News Extended. Welcome back to Belleville, and best of luck overseeing this program.
Thanks so much for having me.